Thank you, Mr. Chairman, for giving me the floor. Mr. President, Japan would like to express its sincere gratitude to you, Ambassador Stark, for setting the thematic debate under Agenda Item 2, Prevention of Nuclear War, including all related matters. I also greatly appreciate the excellent presentations made by three presenters at the outset of today's meeting. Today, I'd like to share Japan's position on FMCT. Mr. President, every year since 1994, Japan has submitted draft resolutions on the elimination of nuclear weapons to the first committee of the UN General Assembly. These resolutions have been based upon a realistic and pragmatic approach to realize a world without nuclear weapons. Among the realistic and practical disarmament measures which the international community should aim for at this juncture, Japan attaches particular importance to two of them, namely the early entry into force of the CTBT and an early commencement of negotiation on an FMCT. The former is key to a qualitative capping of nuclear weapons development through a comprehensive ban on nuclear testing, and the latter is key to a quantitative capping to be accomplished by a ban on the production of fissile material for nuclear weapons or other nuclear explosive devices. As such, Japan continues to strongly advocate for an early commencement of negotiation for an FMCT within the CD. Mr. President, as stated in its working paper, CD/7074, submitted to the CD in 2006, as well as its views on an FMCT pursuant to UN General Assembly Resolution 67/53 in 2013, Japan is of the view that the core purpose of the FMCT is to stop any increase in the amount of fissile material available to any state party for nuclear weapons beginning from the entry into force of the treaty. Any activity that increases the amount of fissile material for nuclear weapons should be treated as being effectively synonymous with production. Therefore, the core obligations under an FMCT must include obligations not only to prohibit production of fissile material for nuclear weapons, but also, inter alia, to close down or to dismantle any production facilities for fissile material for nuclear weapons, or to convert them to civil purposes. Regarding verification within an FMCT, Japan is of the view that verification should confirm that production of fissile material is not taking place, but it should not be limited to this purpose. Other obligations that could fall under the treaty should also be verified to the extent possible. As to how to deal with existing stocks of fissile materials for nuclear weapons, one of the most controversial issues of a possible FMCT, Japan is of the view that this issue should be solved during negotiations. The inclusion of existing stockpiles within the scope of an FMCT should not be a condition for commencing negotiations. Mr. President, many countries, including Japan, has expressed respective positions on an FMCT and have engaged in discussions within the CD over time. While FMCT negotiations have not started, many valuable documents were adopted in the last several years, including the reports of the group of governmental experts in 2015, A/70/81, the high-level expert preparatory group in 2018, A/73/159, and subsidiary body 2 in the CD, CD/2139 in 2018. Japan highly valued these important works, presenting substantive elements and material of a possible treaty and deems them as providing a solid foothold for future negotiations. Based on these points, Japan believes FMCT is the most matured topic ready for negotiations. I would like to recall that the immediate commencement of negotiations on the FMCT has been also agreed on by NPT state parties in the following documents. OP4 of Decision 2, Principles and Objectives for Nuclear Non-Proliferation and Disarmament, agreed at the 1995 Review and Extension Conference. Step 3 of the Practical Steps agreed at the 2000 Review Conference, and Action 15 of the Action Plan agreed at the 2010 Review Conference. The draft resolutions on the elimination of nuclear weapons submitted by Japan to the UN General Assembly that have been adopted by an overwhelming majority of the member states every year also emphasize the importance of an immediate commencement of negotiations on an FMCT and aforementioned FMCT. Japan calls upon all nuclear weapon states and states possessing nuclear weapons to declare or maintain a moratorium on the production of fissile material for the use in nuclear weapons or other nuclear explosive devices until an FMCT takes place. In this regard, I appreciate highly the reconfirmation of this moratorium just made by Ambassador Wood of the United States of America in his intervention. Mr. President, the preparations for the commencement of negotiations have been amply addressed. The only remaining factor is that of political will. In view of repeated commitments to this goal I have just outlined, I would like to call again on all member states to exert political will to commence negotiations within the CT as soon as possible on this matter. I thank you, Mr. President.